One of the bills would ban camping along city-owned streams like the Kapalama Canal in Kalihi-Palama, site of a large homeless encampment. Another would expand the sit-and-lie ban in downtown Honolulu to include the area between College Walk and A'ala Street. Honolulu Police Department Major Roy Sugimoto says warnings have increased in the last 8 months.
Right now, we're probably up to about 3,000 plus warnings since the implementation of sit-lie in downtown and Chinatown. There have been a handful of citations, handful of arrests, because most people will comply and move along from those areas.
Meanwhile, Social Services Coalition Focused says there are 549 unused shelter beds island-wide, 150 for emergency and 400 for transitional use. Focused Executive Director Scott Morishige says shelter locations and limited hours don't help working parents with children, and charges and fees can also discourage use.
Many of our shelters, including our emergency shelters, charge fees. Although these fees can be waived on a case-by-case basis, many of the homeless individuals have very limited income. So a shelter fee, even something as low as $60 to $90 a month, can be a huge hurdle.
Instead, Focused is proposing the city fund shallow rental subsidies of $150 to $500 a month to help working homeless families, which they say make up nearly one-fourth of the homeless population on Oahu. But council member Trevor Ozawa says he won't support funding without quantifiable data.
I've actually spoke to homeless people on King Street, and they've said, I don't want to work. I'm addicted to drugs. You know, I don't want to adhere to rules. I don't want to be paying fees at homeless shelters. What makes you think that they're going to want to stay in their own apartment or follow the rules then?
Two other bills would add the sit-and-lie ordinance to sidewalks on both sides and expand enforcement to other communities. Councilwoman Ann Kobayashi says this piecemeal approach is necessary.
The mayor has started sit-lie in Waikiki, which helped the businesses in Waikiki, but then it moved the problem to the Makali Mo'ili'ili area, Kapahulu, downtown. So that's why we have to protect the local small businesses in these areas.
City Council Chair Ernie Martin says this is a crisis situation that demands immediate attention. Chair Martin says advancing these four measures is the council's duty.
You know, it's very hard to face our constituency and say that this is a matter reserved for the executive branch. It's not a legislative branch responsibility, or vice versa. It is all our responsibility. And I believe we can, I won't say solve, but address this issue.
The bills go before the full city council July 8th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.